Now, towards the end of the First World War, thousands of people gathered in a park in southeast London to commemorate the start of the conflict 4 years earlier. The sepia-toned photo taken that day in 1918 shows a huge crowd of people standing on a bank in Hilly Fields Park. Later today, a local group plans to recreate the scene, and Claire Cowan is chair of the organisers, the Broccoli Society, and she's here. Claire, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've handed Michael and myself a leaflet with reference to it, and I think, Madeline, you've seen the photograph dating back to 1918 as well, haven't you?
I did. I went and had a look at it. Yeah, it's an amazing piece of history. Couldn't see that close up on the internet, but I could definitely see get the picture.
But, I mean, Michael, just to convey how many people are there, that is a crowded hillside we're looking at, isn't it?
That certainly is, and I hope you managed to bring them out today.
We hope so too.
Yeah.
I mean, we think there were 6,000 to 10,000 in the photo, according to newspaper reports, and you know, a rough estimate looking at the picture. I don't know that we'll get that many today, but we certainly hope for thousands.
Why do you want to recreate that?
It came about, we found this photo in our archives, a copy of a copy, and we displayed it at the annual fair that we have every few years. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago. It was on a little display that we had. We were surprised to see that people were very interested in it. And then we got talking, said, well, why don't we try it again? Why don't we? And we thought last year, on the anniversary, 4th of August 2014, we would do it, and we publicised it, and then realised that was a stupid time to do it because all the schools would be on holiday and everyone would be away. And also, people were contacting us and saying, oh, this is a great idea, but why do it now? So we rethought the whole thing, and we just thought, we have a very vibrant community in South East London, and in our part, in Broccoli, and we just wanted to get the community together.
How much do you know about the mood of that gathering? I mean, I read clearly that it was obviously, it was a very patriotic affair, some would say even a jingoistic affair, because of the nature of the times.
It was. It was very much, I think it was part of a national policy. The rallies were held in other parts of the country, but from our research, this was the most patriotic, the most in favour of the war, and the speeches are very, you know, very patriotic. The only one who gives a note of concern at the end is, funnily enough, Colonel Carrington, the military speaker, who talks about the children who without fathers and the widows and the suffering. But everything else is, we are going to fight and we are going to win.
Michael.
Well, I mean, what I think it's a fantastic story, and I think what you're doing is great. What struck me looking into it is that this was an anti-pacifist rally in 1914.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I read the report of the mayor's speech and saying that England has three enemies: the man who clamours for peace at any price, the man who says he's had enough, and the man who forgets the Lusitania and poison gas and all the rest of it. And then the local priest, I think he is, or reverend, chips in and says, infinitely inspiring that out of world conflict a new nation will be born in which the pacifist will have no place. This is stirring stuff, but it's in a way very different to the mood today, or maybe it isn't. I don't know.
Absolutely different. You know, one of the things that really encouraged or got us thinking about redoing this is last year when we had the cancelled, you know, when we didn't do the event. Mm. The one of the governors of one of the local schools, who is of Turkish origin, spoke to me and said, we're really interested in this. We want to do something about it with the schools, but they'll be on holiday. And she and I then talked about the fact that the Ottoman Empire, of course, was one of the empires that collapsed after the First World War. And we started thinking, four empires collapsed out of the First World War: the German, the Austro-Hungarian, the Russian, and it led to the Russian Revolution, and the Ottoman Empire. And from that, all these other things followed. Lines were drawn across maps that created Lebanon and Syria. All the events that came from the First World War, we're still living with their results. And they have contributed in so many ways to who our community is today in Broccoli. We can really see the effects of the First World War unfolding.
So will you have speeches today? I mean,
no, we're not going to have speeches. We want this to be a community event. No, I personally, and I think all of us, have absolute confidence in our community. We have an incredible community that works very well together. And no, we're not having speeches. We're just going to take a photo and see what happens.
Madeline, a thought from Melbourne.
Well, when I lived in London, I lived in North London and West London, and I only ever visited Broccoli. But of course, as you were saying there, it is such a completely different picture to how it was in that photo. I mean, that photo is of just a sea of white faces, and your photo today isn't going to be anything like that at all. But just talking about this community feeling that you've got there reminded me of how in London and many other big cities, even though we do live in big cities, we do still have that need for community and to gather around a common shared experience, and whether that be a photo remembering commemorating history, or whether it be a football game or whatever it is, these things are really important to maintain in big cities. And so I just wanted to congratulate you really on your initiative.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. We're very proud of our community. Broccoli Society has been going for 41 years. We stand on the shoulders of many people in our area and others who have built things up. Our park, Hillyfield, was created by Community Action, Octavia Hill, in 1896, and others started it, and that's where we are. So we're going to celebrate that again.
I wonder, in the research that's gone into recreating today, have you tried to track down people related to those in the original photograph?
We have. The only person we've had is a 96-year-old man who was born 1 month after the photo.
Goodness.
And can't be with us today. There are a few other people in their 90s who will be there. No, we've written to the local papers. I met a woman yesterday who says she thinks her grandmother was in it, but so far, no. And we haven't been able to find the original photo either. Mm. We've looked, we've been in touch with archives. We'll still look, but the copy we have is a copy of a copy.
It's interesting how much these experiences of 100 years ago are still really resonating. In Australia, earlier in the year, we marked the 100th anniversary of the Gallipoli landings at Anzac Cove, which was a massive deal here. And has taken on this whole new experience, this whole new sort of meaning in itself. But I do find it interesting how much, as communities, we still do hark back to the events of 100 years ago, and we can see very visibly how they have shaped our lives today, either, you know, through the Anzac legend here, or as you're saying, through the collapse of those empires that have now fed in back into Broccoli.
Today, in the local cemetery, Broccoli and Ladywell cemeteries, which are really historic cemeteries, they have an Anzac centenary event being marked. We're very in the preparations for this photo. We also had Australians who are members of our came to a Broccoli Society meeting who said that the First World War is what really gave Australia and New Zealand a feeling of their own statehood. We're so proud of the diversity and the Turkish people, the West Indians, all the people in our community,
well, Claire,
and Africa.
I hope it goes well today. Thank you very much for coming in. Michael, thank you for your company throughout the last couple of hours. Madeline, likewise, thank you for yours.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to this edition of Weekend.